Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 13th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. USB-based malware threats to operational technology systems doubled over the past year, according to research from Honeywell. Around 45% of industrial locations detected at least one USB-based threat to their OT networks. One in five of threats to industrial companies was linked to USBs as an attack vector, and over half had been designed to open backdoors, establish persistent remote access, or download additional malicious payloads. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra has launched an antitrust probe into Google, according to Politico sources. The company is already under investigation by 48 states, Puerto Rico, and D.C. Alabama is now the only state not investigating the Google. The U.S. is set to finalize a ban against government contractors who use products from several Chinese firms including Huawei and ZTE, reports Reuters. Companies have until August 13 to comply with the order, but the National Defense Industrial Association, an industry trade group, has asked for more time. An EU advisory group says tech companies should disclose more takeover deals. The experts say European lawmakers should introduce rules that mandate disclosures for so-called killer acquisitions, purchases aimed at stopping possible future competition. A German court is set to rule on whether Tesla has misled consumers about the capabilities of its autopilot tech. The Center for Protection Against Unfair Competition, a consumer group, claims Tesla is promising more than it can deliver by saying its cars have the potential for full self-driving. Tesla could be forced to drop such claims and change its marketing materials. The UK and Australia have opened a joint investigation into Clearview AI, the facial recognition firm that's built a database for law enforcement to identify suspected criminals. The probe will specifically look into Clearview's process of scraping the web and social media for people's public photos to build its database, which now has more than 3 billion images. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.